Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Recently, we've had a lot of disasters, multiple hurricanes, and in our own backyard, the wildfires in Santa Rosa. After almost every disaster, there's always call for price gouging laws. There's always outrage about price gouging laws, about prices on important goods and some services going up. In many states, there are laws on the books that outlaw the practice of so-called price gouging. Ironically, price gouging is a part of the market, just as much as equilibrium is a part of the market. In a regular market setting, we as consumers buy the things that we want and the things that we need. In a disaster type scenario, in a time when resources become extremely valuable and sought after, we focus more on what we need. If you artificially keep the price of goods down in a disaster setting, people will continue to buy not only what they need, but also what they want. And so you will end up with shortages. Whatever you try to price protect, whatever you try to set the price on, will absolutely run out. Because not only will the people that need it try to get it, the people that want it will also buy it up. Whether it's gasoline or food or beverages, they will run out of stock very quickly if you don't allow the market to set the price. Now, price gouging is a misnomer. Price gouging assumes that there's a merchant who is trying to jack up the price to get the most that he can. When in reality, it's more like the cost of shipping goes up, the cost of hazard pay for the employees goes up, and there are many other costs. As you know, most grocery stores don't have huge profit margins to begin with. So in the event of a disaster, if we continue to bring price gouging laws into the mix, you can continue to expect grocery shortages. You can continue to expect merchants not to want to serve their community during times of crisis. You can't outwit the market. The market responds to consumer demand. And the good news is the free market is the best way to allocate resources. We tried the command and control economies during the last century. It did not work for all the farmers, all the forced farmers and the communist rule of the Soviet Union. It doesn't work. Market allocation is always the best way to distribute resources, even in times of crisis.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.